This week in your parents' basement, we are playing another game starring our favorite fighting robot. From 1994, it is Mega Man X by Capcom for the Super Nintendo. I'm Steve Greenwell. With me is the robot master that dominates the Vikings and the Giants. It's Yul Hauser.
X is the first of a new generation of robots, which contain an innovative new feature. The ability to think, feel, and make their own decisions.
Oh, creepy. It's a warning tale about AI. And our other regular co-host, he just got upgrades to his Mega Buster and helmet. It's Todd Brisket.
I need to remember, I haven't reached full power yet.
Oh. We're joined by a special guest and a longtime friend of the show today. He's also a former winner of the prestigious Sweet Baby Boy of the Year Award. His life has been forever changed by dog ownership. It is friend of the show, Hawk.
This capsule contains an enhancement for your helmet.
Ooh.
That's why you got two kids. You can reach us by email at parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe to it on iTunes and give us some stars. You can also join our Discord channel by going to ypbpodcast.com/Discord, where you can chat with all the Sweet Baby Boys. And hey, everybody, the holidays are over. And now you need to spend all of that sweet loot. Why not use our Amazon click-through link and kick back some of that lucre to your favorite Sweet Baby Boys? You can find it right on the YBB homepage, ybbpodcast.com. The homepage is also where you can find our archive, which is accessible by clicking the button on the top of the page. Delight in all of our discarded skits and bits and bit skits. This week's game is Mega Man X. Released 25 years ago, this game is a 16-bit continuation of the classic NES and Game Boy series. It takes place roughly 100 years after the original games, and as a result, you have some nifty new powers, like dashing instead of sliding, and a more powerful Mega Buster as part of the series upgrade. Hawk, you were eager to jump on when you learned that we were covering this game. What are your memories of it?
So my memories of this game are that my parents were too cheap to buy us Nintendo the SNES.
Oh, the Super SNES.
So, yeah, the Super SNES. So, I never played this. I never played any of the Mega Man's past what were on the NES.
Oh, as they say in the UK.
This was fresh to me, but it's basic.
So why did you want to hop on this episode? Just to chat it up with us?
This one's one.
We're looking for experts.
This is one of the ones that got thrown out and is... haven't done the previous Mega Man episode that follows. That tracks. So, I mean, it is basically the same game. They reskinned it with an X to make it cool for the kids. But
yeah.
It's the same concept and gameplay and everything.
I mean, just much like in the movie industry, you have The Godfather 1 and the 2. This is The Godfather 3.
Really?
Well, Godfather 3 is considered worse than the other two. Is this considered worse than other Mega Mans?
Hey, man, I don't watch movies, but I do like this game.
Oh, okay. So you just saw things that had numbers after them, and
yeah, they're just reskins. The That's okay. what I saw.
Okay, so Godfather 3 reskin of Godfather 1, I guess.
you got a reboot.
Well, Godfather 2, notorious sequel prequel.
True.
Godfather 3, just a reskin of 1.
That's true. Okay, you got a good point.
Huh. Well,
Godfather 2 is the Link to the Past of the series.
Right.
While Godfather 3 is just a reskin of the first one. Okay.
This is a very hard to track conversation for me, because I've never seen Godfather 3. So I've only seen 1 and 2. They just stopped. So
they stopped because they perfected it with 3.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll have to see it at some point. I've heard Sofia Coppola is really good. So,
mm-hmm. So Sofia Coppola.
You know that? you can tell just by looking at that baby. That baby can act. That baby's going to direct an Oscar-winning movie someday.
That baby's getting some noms and nods.
So many nods, so many noms.
Gonna star in music videos by the Chemical Brothers. It's gonna be great. So I guess
somebody making dinner. Nice
things remained kind of constant. The music is still rocking.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The game still slows down when too many enemies show up at the same time. on Switch, hardware designed 20 years later.
Well, that's on purpose, though. They do a repro creation of that one.
Yeah. No, the same thing. I played it this week on the Super Nintendo Classic, and it had that same problem. So it's clear they're just like emulating a version. They're not like, you know, optimizing the software for the new hardware.
Right, but they're doing that on purpose. They want to reach out to the purists and say, yes, we want you to play this as it was when you were a kid.
Tapping that nostalgia.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. So I guess I'm the one who has the most experience with this game because I played the hell out of it as a kid, and I beat it then and in probably a first for 193 episodes. I legitimately beat this one this week. So,
my god,
yeah,
which is it's quite a feat because I mean, jumping ahead to the bosses here, but that the final boss is a difficult one.
Ooh.
He is hard, but it was weird. I was looking at some of the reviews for this, and they mentioned that, this is an easy Mega Man game, and I can kind of see where they're coming
comparatively
from.
Comparatively, yes, it is easy. This is considered an entry-level at Mega Man game.
Yes, because one thing it did change is, when you fail a stage, you... Like, if you lose all your lives, you bounce back to the main title screen with all your stuff still. And the final end stages, you don't have to go through, like, all... I think there's four of them. You don't have to go through all four at once. After you beat one, you get kicked back out to the title screen. Not the title screen, but the stage select. And you can fill up all your tanks again. So there are some little things here and there that make it a bit easier.
Filling those tanks.
Even with that, this was tough coming into it without knowing any of the boards. I managed to beat one boss, and it took me several hours.
Oh, wow.
Hours?
Which one did you start with? Not at one sitting, but...
I beat this game in 3 hours and 15 minutes, according to the Super Nintendo Classic.
Burnt. Ooh, putting Hawk on blast. You hear that?
Yeah, which one was giving you the troubles there?
I tried Penguino Man first.
Chill Penguin?
Chill Penguin
420.
Yeah, I googled what order to go in because I know that's always a thing with these, and I was not going to spend any more time than I had to. So, yeah, I also started with Chill Penguin. It's a tough battle, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean...
I was doing it on the Switch instead of a perfectly legit backup copy.
Well,
emulator, so no save states.
That changes.
You can't
things.
Do the green wheel method.
Yeah, or the fuel playing every week method.
Oh yeah, I didn't even use save states for this one. I know it was quite the triumph. This is the only gaming triumph I will have on this show. So,
wow.
Now, I will say, so the Penguin guy, like, the game doesn't stress that the Mega Buster really is a lot better than just shooting pellets at him. Because the past games, it didn't matter if you just shot or charged up. But this game, it really does help if you charge up and hit him. Blast him.
Mega blast him.
Yeah. And also, by the way, I probably played through this, like, 10 times when I was a kid, so... That also probably helped. Like I even got there is a secret weapon in this game.
Oh yes. My!
And I'm sure you guys read about it. I don't know if you played with it. It's the Hadouken from Street Fighter II. Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, is it really that, or is it just something that looks like that?
It is really that. Yeah, it's a Capcom game, so they can literally steal their IP, repurpose that IP. And I actually
interesting,
but it is deeply hidden though.
It involves to get it, you have to
well,
you have to throw yourself into a pit like six times. Yes, you have to kill yourself.
Six
it might
times.
Even be seven times. I'm not. Yeah.
Oh my god. Who would ever do that?
It's I don't know.
It is six times, and the seventh time you go to the area where you kill yourself, one of those Dr. Light chambers is there, and he gives you the Hadouken power.
And it is
a single life use. If you die when you get it, then you lose it.
Whoa.
But it is also the most powerful weapon in the game. I think it instant kills a boss, right? Instant kills any bosses?
It doesn't instant kill, but it is the most powerful weapon in the game. Like, it takes off, like, half their life. So, like, there are some... there are some bosses where it's really hard to use on just because it's, you know, you might have to shoot them in the air.
And also, you can only use it if you have full life bar.
Full life bar into... And it's one of those, like, the Final Fantasy series is notorious for this, where if you can get it, like, you don't need it. Like, the most powerful sword in all of those games is kind of like that, where it's like, oh, all you have to do to get it is kill 4,000 enemies. The Hadouken, to get it, you have to have all your heart upgrades, all the sub-tanks, and all the weapons. So, by that point, you probably don't need it, so... If you can get all that other stuff. So.
Yep. Nope. I was really seeing if anyone else.
Seeing how long it would go.
Oh, damn.
Oh, boy.
I thought I actually checked my phone to see if I had dropped connection.
I was wondering. did they have, like, the wall climbing in the other games? I'll admit I'm not a super mega head as some of you might be, but it seemed like you could just, like, straight up climb walls in this.
Yeah, and
they got the wall jump.
Yeah, like, you just jump on, you stick a little bit, if you keep jumping you climb up. I thought that was a nice addition. I thought that was fun. I use it a lot to beat Mr. Penguin Man.
So that was what got me through that.
Yeah. But then, like, other levels you need it just to, like, get around, so I thought that was good. I liked it.
Yeah, I do not remember that from the NES series.
I'm fairly certain that was new to the Super SNES.
Yeah. And also, like, those last couple NES games, like, I don't think anyone played them. Like, six. I want to say there's, like, six games in that series.
Yeah, and six would have come out well after the SNES.
Yeah. So I don't know. If anything, this game feels a little bit like Super Metroid to me in certain parts. Although it came out before Metroid, so it's weird. So it definitely wasn't inspired by it, but no, I like that wall climbing. It's fun.
Yeah, one thing I will say, this may be controversial because it's kind of a Mega Man staple. The lack of directional shooting kind of bothered me, like, more than other Mega Man games. It seemed like there was more flying enemies in this one.
Mm-hmm.
And not to say that they don't always anger me anyway, but just the jumping and shooting, having to do that over and over again.
Yeah.
I know it's like a Mega Man thing, but at some point it's like, come on. Maybe it's just because we...
Let's come on.
Yeah, let's move on.
Yes.
It's like, come on, Dr. Light, when are you going to put some elbows on your Mega Man?
It's like, dogs can't look up, Mega Man can't shoot up, like, it's a thing. But I mean, maybe it's just because we've played so many side-scrolling shoot-em-ups, and it's just a thing I'm used to. It just stuck out more this week than the other times we played Mega Man's.
Sort of in that vein is the way anytime you get hit, it's like a second and a half worth of staggering backwards before you can move again.
Yeah.
It'll drop you into every pit.
that part. That is a thing.
Yeah. See, Huel, where I thought you were going with that was I didn't find the Robot Master's powers to be nearly as useful as in other games in this series.
Yeah, I was reading up on that, not having played the entire game this week. Like, some freak.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's like, you almost... Well, not required, but it just, there's, like, the order you go in order to get the weapon that beats, like, the next guy, like, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But in this one, it's more like you get the upgrades to yourself along with the weapon of the other boss. So, I mean, that's a nice touch, too, is you get other abilities besides just getting the main boss's weapon.
Well, you find them in the stage. You don't get them for being the boss.
Playing the stage.
Yeah. Well, it's weird, though. You get a helmet. Mm. And as far as I know, the only usage for the helmet is to break some blocks to allow you to get another upgrade to your Mega Buster. Like you get a third level charge, which is fun. And that also does work with the sub boss weapons. Like so it turns them into, you can charge them up and blast them, which is fun. Mm.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah, so that's a fun little twist. But it's I don't know. I just found the only weapon I really used, I used the dive tornado weapon, which basically shoots a column of air across the screen. That's very useful for some of them baddies that take a lot of hits. And there is a cut thing. I think it's called Blade Cutter. I forget who you even get it from. And you can use that to get heart containers and energy tanks and other stuff. So that's useful for getting them tricky, hard to reach items. So
Todd, since you can gain multiple tanks and containers in this, would you consider this an RPG?
That's a good ask.
No.
No? Okay. Just wondering.
Now, is it because there's no experience points?
Well, you don't gather experience like in other games. Like a recent one I'm playing, a little joint that some people know. You gather spirit orbs as experience, and you can exchange those to level up your hearts. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Right. Is that from Breathing Wild?
Yeah, on Nintendo's The Switch console.
Oh, yes. We did have someone ask what is the name of this console? And it would be Sega's Sega CD console. It wouldn't be Sega's CD.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Are we playing Super Nintendo?
Yeah, we are.
What are you talking about?
Someone had asked in the Discord.
The game we are playing this week is on Nintendo's the Super SNES.
Yes.
Okay, right.
But no, someone asked, would it be Sega CD? No, it wouldn't be. It would be, if we played a game on that, it would be Sega CD. So.
Yeah.
Sega's Sega CD Genesis Adapter Console.
Well, that would be its full and proper name. Yes, yes. That's its legal name, its married name.
That's what its mom yells at it when it was bad.
Todd, what's your experience with this one? Were you also
I played the hell out of this one as a kid. I did beat it as a kid. I didn't beat it this week, but you know, this is great Mega Manning. I mean, it's what I liked about it is it's a Mega Man you can beat. That's why I like this one.
before that last little bit there,
it's a Mega Man. You can be.
Okay. Right. Would you, is this something that you would come back to often or would like to come back to and play?
Yeah. I mean, sure. It's when you'd pop on for a Mega Man style game. This is one of the highlights of the series for me. I did play, I did play the one and the two on the NES and I didn't get into the three and the four too much, the five and the six. And then I hopped straight into the X, the Mega Man X, and played. That was a frequent rental for me as a kid. I didn't own it, but I did enjoy Mega Man X. This was like, hey, this ain't your daddy's Mega Man.
Ooh,
this is Mega Man for a whole new generation.
Mega Man for the
extreme
later 90s or mid. Later 90s, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like, I mean, at the time, reading up again on it this week, compared to when I was a kid, it felt like when I was a kid, whoa, this is like a deep, deep, deep story-driven game here, because this takes place. Did we even talk about the plot and setting? Is it like thousands of years in the future past the Mega Man?
Yeah, we did not at all.
100.
Oh, just 100 years. Anyway,
Dr. Light is deceased.
He has been blowed up.
And Pete. Dr. Kane is just digging around randomly and finds the Mega Man X capsule.
Well, Dr. Light buried away old X because he wasn't ready yet.
Right.
He was too raw for this world.
Too extreme for...
too extreme.
For 20XX or whatever the other one was. But now it's 21XX and the world is ready for Mega Man X.
But apparently there's other robots that are more powerful already running around.
So yeah, that was the thing. There's
a little confusing.
There was a bunch of story in the manual, if you want me to just jump ahead to that, in the form of like log entries from Dr. Kane. And he's like, I found Mega Man X, and I found, I guess, sort of like the source code for him before Mega Man X is really up to snuff. And he made, X actually turns on, and with X's help, he makes like replicas of him to do like jobs around the world. So now, yeah,
to service.
So they're out there. This is in like a month, according to these. These log entries. So they're out there.
It's really well documented code.
He's got these reploids out here, and one of the most powerful ones was used to hunt down rogue reploids. But of course, eventually that one turns rogue, and that is Sigma, the main boss of the game. Yeah,
real
super
real Blade Runner situation
Blade
Runner. Right there,
and just super iRobot. Just like all that kind of stuff. It's like you were tasked to hunt down the rogue robots, and now you have turned rogue yourself, and now Mega Man X has to go out and stop them.
Who roboted who?
It's a great question. It's a great who butted
the sequel to iRobot.
It's a great question.
Yeah. It's like they didn't learn anything from that thing 100 years ago. The knowledge must have been lost. Mm.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, great job, Mega Man. You screwed the whole world up, and it's all in, like post-apocalyptic, and everything's ruined now thanks to Dr. Light and the original Mega Man.
Oops, sorry. Stuff is pretty messed up.
Watch out, profanity.
Right, I'm sorry.
S is effed in this world. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, and only 100 years from the last of the original series games. Like that's quite the downward spiral.
Hey, what they didn't show is in the epilogue to Mega Man, epilogue to Mega Man 11. Now they're on Mega Man 11. The epilogue when they elected President Trump.
That all makes sense.
Oh, the orange buffoon. It's quite the journey. Yeah, I thought about trying to include a plot summary in here and did not, because I figured it would take as long as it just took you, Huel.
No offense.
Yeah, well, it was. Yeah, all the plots of these games are kind of weird, but it all boils down to they're rogue robots and you got to shoot them.
Yeah, kill them robots. Send them into the drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have one robot.
Send them
others
to robot hell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was even going to say, oh, it was kind of cool that they have Zero in this game, and he makes a heroic sacrifice for you at one point.
Mm.
And then I realized, oh, wait, no, that happened in the third game in the original series. So it's already like, oh, we're just renewing that one. We're just doing that bit again about
Godfather 3.
Yeah, about Rudolph.
Total.
Mm-hmm.
Really is the Godfather 3.
Yeah. at least they try, and the talkie parts don't really get in the way of this one. So, like, there's a talkie part in the beginning prologue stage, and then another once you beat all 8 robot masters, and then the first, you know, Sigma stage, and then at the last Sigma stage. So there's like 4 talkie parts in the whole game or so. The rest of the time, you just blast the mem robots.
Yeah, another thing that I like, I think this game added it into the series, is the prologue, where you got to go through an entire stage first and fight some kind of strong mini-boss before you get to the real game.
I did like that. That was a fun little jaunt.
A little romp.
Little twist-a-rooney on the formula.
Yeah, we do always complain that a lot of these old games don't ease you into things at all, but this game did. Mm-hmm. Like, you can just...
That is kind of a problem with the old Mega Man games, is you're paralyzed by choice. You're like, I got these 8 bosses. I don't know what the hell's going on. What do I do?
Pick the wrong one, you're done.
What do I do?
Yeah.
So you at least have like a little warm-up stage that that post-apocalyptic city.
Yeah. And you know, this game is a little bit easier than the other editions. And the other nice thing is all your stuff carries over from, like, if you die. So if you manage to find a couple of them sub-tanks and you can't beat anyone, you can just go, you know, let me get these 2 sub-tanks and fill them up and then make a real run at this boss. So you can do little things like that. The heart containers are the same way. And, you know, in theory, you could get all of the equipment before taking down a single Robot Master. So.
Yeah, I didn't realize that till right before I gave up playing, but that is a nice little twist. Because the old ones, you had your starting 2 men, and if you ran out of them, that was it. It resets to the
game. Yeah, they cheat.
Unless you want to enter a weird password on a bingo card.
that was odd. I don't think I've ever used the password system in this game because it's, you know, by this point with the Super Nintendo, I would just leave it on overnight.
just
waste them powers.
Waste America.
That energy.
Stephen Greenwell solely responsible for climate change.
Probably. and there is one. The energy tanks in this game, you have to fill them up with your. You get with your excess energy goes into the
with your what?
Yeah, fill it.
Go on.
So you're back. Yep. You're backed up with excess energy. So you gotta fill up those.
Gotta let it loose.
Let it loose
when you're
fill those tanks up. Carry them around with you.
Your life bar is full, the excess energy that you pick up goes into them tanks. So it's not like the previous games where you find a tank and you can use it.
It goes nowhere.
You fill that bad boy up. So
that makes sense. You can only shoot so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
The extra's gotta go somewhere.
So that's Mega Man X. It's a good game. Just to touch where the series is now, the Mega Man X series has 7 direct sequels and 4 spin-off games, spanning a variety of systems up to the PlayStation 2 era. There are also now multiple collections of the X series and the original series floating out there, so it isn't that tough to find this one. Because it's a stellar game, the loose cart does go for $20 to $30 according to price charting. So... yeah, it's got that going for it.
Yep, I've got the X collection on Switch that has, I think, 4 or 5 of them.
Yeah, it has, and it has a lot of extra features added in. I was watching a video about it, and it has like you can play the Japanese version of the games if you feel like it. You can look at all the artwork and all the, there's images of dollies and stuff. There's a lot of extras in there.
Yeah, there's challenge modes and all sorts of stuff.
There's what?
Challenge modes.
Okay.
I'm not sure what they are because I did not want to be challenged.
No, this was challenging enough.
The Penguino was too much for me.
boss one.
There's some decent little bosses in this one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Todd, would you like to do your regular feature of naming the bosses?
Is that my regular feature? Well, I mean, the thing about this X series we didn't get to yet is that instead of just being, hey, you're fireman because you're on fire, these are animals. These are animals. You got Chill Penguin, of course. Spark Mandrill.
It's like an ape man.
The ape man. Armored Armadillo.
If you Yeah, if you shoot him with a Sparks weapon, his coat of armor just falls off, and you can just shoot him with whatever you want.
He's naked, yep. Completely nude.
Nude to the world.
What a goof.
Fully nude.
How about that scene?
Then you got Launch Octopus.
Odd name, but...
Mm-hmm. Boomer Kuwanger. Mm-hmm. Which I had to look this one up because he's the only one that's like, what kind of animal is a Kuwanger? He's got a beetle horns on his head, and Kuangata is Japanese for beetle, stag beetle.
Oh.
And ooh. He throws a boomerang, so he's a Boomer Kuwanger.
I didn't. Nope. Never tried him. I assumed he was a roo. Oh.
Sounds like it.
Kangaroo.
Boomer Kuwanger.
Boomer Kuwanger. Watch out for Boomer Kawanga.
Go Winger Drive.
Go Bayview. Winger Drive. Bay. Boomer Kawanga was seen at Bayview.
Sting Chameleon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Plays up. Okay, police records for you.
Yeah. Storm Eagle.
Yep.
I guess he has the power of wind.
He is like the fan man of the, fan of man. The series.
Of yeah, yeah, he does dive bombs on you.
He does a little crop dusting.
Yeah, that too.
All right, the final animal boss is Flame Mammoth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He is an elephant that is on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
And you then can, Sigma, the big bad.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And Sigma has a robot dog that you have to defeat.
Sorry, I was thinking of Airman before we get emails. Sorry.
Is the dog Rush X?
Oh, that would be a good callback or time.
That would be great. But, I looked it up right now. The dog's name is Velgarder.
What?
Velgarder. Here, I'm gonna. Yeah. I'm not a good talking guy, so I'm gonna paste this in Velgarder. Velgarder, obviously named after Reginald Vel Johnson from Family Matters.
Right. The garter of what's his face? Bruce Willis's guy. What's his name? John Wayne. There you go. Bruce Willis's guy.
That Christmas movie, Die Hard.
Yeah. Infamous. Hard to Die.
Yeah, he's got a dog, and also the there's like a henchman that kills Zero, and he's spoilers. Like the baddie you run into in the very first screen, the very first tutorial stage. His name is Vile, I believe.
Mm. Oh, that punchy robot guy.
Yeah, punchy robot guy.
You know, talk about parents naming their kids to prophesize what they're going to be when they grow up.
Right, yeah. It's an old check bit.
Mm-hmm.
Naming your kid Vile, it's only one direction.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, this is Vile. He's a social worker and works with inner city youth.
Could grow up to be president of the United States.
Got him.
Well.
Got them.
That's certainly possible in 2239 with the Mavericks running around. Well, we should move along to the most best. I'm assuming that you were able to find some, Todd.
Sure. Oh yeah. There's lots of reasons. That this game is the most. So we like this game pretty swell, but I do have three reasons here. Why Mega Manix? For the SNES, the Nintendo's the Super SNES, is the most best game of all time. All right, this first one comes from someone named Tyrone Houston, and it's titled Gamer Since 1988. And it's written in June of 2002. And Tyrone wrote, This game starts off the legendary X series, and oh man, is it ever fun to meet everyone for the first time. This is like classic action, but Capcom, but in a way, interesting way. For example, they have power-up capsules. 5 stars.
Did they say first of all?
Yeah.
And then end.
And second of all, 5 stars.
Yeah.
The second reason. It's two primary factors.
Just the power-up capsules? That does he mean like the things you get like you hop into and get powers? That's why?
I guess so. Those, I mean, it's a really big capsule. 5 stars, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
All right, the next one's by an anonymous reviewer. The title of their review is, "Incredible! He can destroy other heroes." And it was written in February of 2005. And Anonymous wrote, "I've enjoyed this game since I was at a younger age. This game is not intended for punks, amateurs, and stubborn players. This game is good for hardcore players who want a challenging game. Overall, this is a great game to start out with the franchise. And the music is great and the story is not bad. The final boss's music is good. 5 stars.
Oh,
a lot of great reasons. Mm. I guess I was a punk and or stubborn gamer. For
maybe an amateur.
If anything.
Mm. We barely touched on it, but the music, great. Fantastic music.
Of course.
Of course. It's a yes. Capcom jam, so it's got to have good music.
Capcom.
Good song.
All right. This next review is written by somebody named Fazetti.
Fonzarelli?
Fast Eddie?
The title is, "The gift recipient is very happy with this game," and is written in January of 2013. And Fazetti wrote, "The gift recipient is very happy with the game. The gift recipient is very happy with the game. The gift recipient is very happy with the game." 5 stars.
Oh.
That could not be a bot at all. Is a legitimate.
It's legitimate. I looked at some of Fossetti's other reviews, and it is insane what they are reviewing. I mean, but it's like real reviews.
I should have
pulled one to read, but I didn't.
Are there recipients or the same recipient? I don't. It's crazy.
Mm.
These other reviews.
Yeah. Man, that is a ringing endorsement. So I was going to do a 1-star Yelp review this week, but the problem is Mega Man moving in storage, only 5 stars.
Ooh.
Oh man.
Yes. They are in Woburn. I don't even know. Massachusetts. I should know because it's Massachusetts, but, Becky P writes, "We have moved more times than I'd care to admit, but Matt and his crew made this easiest by far. They're efficient, hardworking, and so personable. I cannot recommend them more." So, yeah.
Good job, Mega Man.
Robots are great at moving things.
They should be, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, these guys...
Very strong.
These guys got arm cannons of a different sort. Because they're moving, man.
What different sort?
They got guns. It's a gun show.
And not, the gun
not show. Pew pew guns.
Got it.
Yeah.
I get it.
They lift things up and put them down.
Okay, so before we move on, I looked up another review from Fazetti. And these are for flat shoelaces, 5/16 inches, wide, many colors and links for sneakers, shoes. And Fazetti wrote, Laces stay tied. They don't slither loose 10 times a day. That's why I bought them, and I'm glad I bought them. 5 stars.
Wow.
Oh.
I mean, what more do you need?
Yeah. Yeah, that definitely seems like a real human being. A normal man birthed in a normal human way.
The normal way.
Yes.
We have fun.
Wait, one more real quick.
Oh.
I mean, it's not a... This one's a... I'll go ahead and preview this one. Fazetti only gave it 3 stars. It's for a Hitchcock classic, North by Northwest. If I watched movies, I'd probably enjoy that movie. But here's Fazetti's review. Fazetti wrote, okay, not as great as expected. Good beginning and middle, rather cliche ending. 3 stars.
Ooh.
Oh.
Hmm. Wow. Okay.
Shoelaces better than Hitchcock. Now we know.
The old cliche of fighting on Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yeah.
Seen it so many times.
Wow. Well. Huel, did you get a chance to look at the manual for this one?
I got a big chance, and I looked right at it. It's got some good stuff in it. My favorite probably is that the table of contents lets you know what page the table of contents is on. So that's worth
sweet.
It's worth at least an entire Mario 2 right there. It's got the normal stuff in the beginning, but like I said before, the story laid out in those entry logs by Dr. Kane is really nice. I like that. It's a nice touch. It's fun. We also get some logs from Dr. Light towards the back of the manual explaining different Mega Man X features, so that's fun. You get the drawings of the bosses, which is good. But everything else is just kind of really straightforward. Just like how to play and all that kind of stuff. So it adds some fun stuff in there, but it maybe could have been a little bit more fleshed out. But I'll give it a 3.5 out of 5 mm-hmm. Mario 2s. Go ahead.
Eli, I got a question for you. When you think of a Mario 2 in your head, what is it you're saying?
A Mario 2?
Is it a turnip? Is it a Mario 2 cartridge? Is it Mario 2's head?
It's the four characters next to each other in that level in that selection screen.
Little dreams select screen.
It's the red curtains. Nice. It's okay. All of it. Or the curtains in 3. Yeah.
There were in 3.
There were. Yes.
They're cursed in 2 also.
Because 3 is the stage show and 2.
It's mainly
the
what I picture is the selecting one of the four characters.
Nice.
Yep.
Well, now we'll do Todd's segment in a second, but Hawk, I didn't know if maybe you wanted to submit a guest for that segment as well, because Huel already has his guests in, so you can just shoot me a message with your guests if you'd like. While
breaking news, fellas, while Hawk is doing that, Mario 2 character select screen is, in fact, behind curtains. It is curtains surrounding the character select screen.
My brain works. I was getting worried.
Did you get that seat?
Yes, I did. Okay. So, my weekly segment is called the Herzog Ranking, and it's always the same name every week. And this week, this game, no, probably no surprise, it's coming in at Herzog Zen.
Ooh,
Herzog 10.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, obviously, I'm a big fan of this game, and I played through it again this week, so obviously I still quite enjoy it. So,
congratulations, Mega Manix.
Mm.
Yes.
Very good. I guess that's good then, right?
He said 10. Yeah, yes. It's 10.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You sounded really worried. You're like, oh.
Yeah. this is I got the SNES Classic last Christmas, or maybe in February for my birthday. This is the first game I played through on it, so did not do that with the Kirby's
last Christmas.
Yes, mm-hmm.
I guess
that's when you gave me your heart, Huel, and the SNES Classic. This was the first game I played. To completion on it, so didn't do that with Kirby's.
Fully completed,
yes.
Just like Mega Man, those tanks.
Yep. Yes.
Fill in those tanks.
Full completion.
Filled up them tanks. So yeah, let's move along to Todd. Can you tell us what the DuckTale scale is for this one?
Sure, the DuckTales scale has two primary factors, those being primary factor 1 is replayability. How much do I enjoy replaying it? Primary factor 2, nostalgia. How much nostalgia do I have for it? Mega Man X. Great, great game. Great, good time playing it as a kid. I did put in my Mega Man hours as a kid. I did enjoy this one playing it. I would toss it on regularly if I had it easily available to me. You guys know I don't mess with those dirty ROMs like you guys do.
Oh, right.
But now that it's out in the Nintendo Switch collection, I think I'm probably going to pick that up. And late entry from a friend of the show, Smo.
Oh, I hope this doesn't sway your opinions.
It's not going to sway. It's not going to sway. I already had enough. Hey, you know how God. I roll. I have numbers in mind. I've been calculating this out for a week now. So good replayability, I would say, just because it is a game that you can easily toss on and beat a few stages. And it's fun jumping around shooting. Nostalgia. Good nostalgia. As I said, played it a lot as a kid. And it's a Mega Man. So I'll calculate those in and give Mega Man X a 0.82 DuckTales.
Wow. So let me read the result here.
Two Smos first.
Smo, I don't even know if she's listened to the show before with her guess. She guessed 0.05.
Maybe she's
thinking
0.5.
Confused about the two primary factors.
Even 0.5, that's, I feel, well, she had to guess before.
Yeah,
Todd.
That's less than half.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So
it is less than half.
So I have an important question here. Are we, and Todd, I feel like you have to determine this before hearing who guessed what. Are we doing Price is Right rules on the scoring?
Ooh.
No.
I didn't think there's really winners.
Okay. So,
is there a prize?
Yeah.
The prize is satisfaction.
And I've already won.
And a signed copy of Last Action Hero for the NES. So your winner then, just by 0.01, is Huel. Huel gets 0.91. Hawk gets 0.72.
What the hell?
So
framing it in.
So I think Huel, you were off by 0.09, and Hawk was off by 0.10. So
0.8, yeah, 0.82. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really thought this was breaking the 0.9 barrier, but what can you do?
I had underestimated the replayability factor.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Now, if we had combined average your scores, you would have been just about there. You would have been half point off,
very
I think.
Close. Yeah.
But we didn't. So.
Nope.
That's what oddly Mega Man himself would have done. He would have taken your powers and combined them for good. So.
Whoa.
I know.
Deep.
Yeah. So, I don't know, Todd, was there anything else you want to share about this one?
Not really. I think we got it pretty well covered. This is a great, great game. I highly recommend people pop this one on.
Huel, how about you?
We called it easier, but I think it's just like a better intro into the Mega Man series than maybe like the one or two is. So it's, I think it's a good entry point overall. It's very fun. Check it out.
Oh, definitely. This is, yeah.
Yeah, definitely compared to one or two. Those are way more punishing than.
Yes. Like if you're trying to get in on the NES series, I would say just skip right to three, which adds in that adds in sliding, and it's a lot easier to like just work your way through that game. Whereas one and two are pretty punishing difficulty wise. Then four, if I recall correctly, is also pretty easy, and it's not easy, but it's manageable, and it's also the first game with the Mega Buster, so that's some fun right there. Hawk, was there anything else you wanted to add about the old Mega Man X's?
Yeah, just sort of anecdotal. My parents were visiting for the holidays, and they bought my son the new Mario Odyssey hat tosser.
Oh,
and so the boy was playing it with my dad, and dad called him correctly Mario.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
My son tried to correct him to Mario. And Dad was like, why do you think it's Mario? How do you know that? Have you talked to anyone in the Mushroom Kingdom?
Oh, man.
So, just want to throw that out there.
Face destruction from Papa Hawk. Wow.
I mean, a lot of people would say, hey, just turn on Super Mario 64 on the Nintendo 64 and watch the opening screen.
When he says, it's a me, Mario.
Yeah, that's right. He says, it's a me. Hey, it's very, hey, he says, it's he very says, clear. Hey, it's a me. I'm a Mario.
I'm a Mario. Yeah. That's what he says.
Well, then, I think it's time to move along to the email portion of the show. Todd, did you receive any mails this week?
Oh, you know I did, but you know we're running long, and we teased an ask next week, so I'm going to save my mail time for an ask.
Good call.
Well, Huel, how about you?
I did receive an email earlier this week. Fortunately, this may be poorly timed. So it reads, "Dear YPB, few people know this about me, but I'm a big gamer. Even in my days on the road, I would always hit the local arcade. Nowadays, I'm home more often, so I've really gotten into console gaming. With a new year upon us, I can only dream about all the new games I'll be able to play. There's so many coming out soon that I can't wait to get to. So what games are you most looking forward to in 2019? And that's from Mean Gene Okerlund."
Oh no. Mean Gene.
I got this a few days ago. Really looking forward to this.
It's a shame. I was watching Smo writes too soon.
Yeah, I love we mentioned this. Smo is our audience tonight. She can hear but cannot speak.
Yes. Yes. We we have not figured out her technical problem from the previous week. So she's actually just been in the chat room the entire time.
Mocking us from afar.
Yeah. Before I forget, Huel, everyone's been posting his blooper clips.
Yes.
From Mean Gene, and they're fantastic. All wonderful. Yeah. So my favorite is where the sign falls in the background, and
it is a classic. I mean, it's a go-to as one of the greatest moments from Mr. Mean Gene Okerlund.
Yeah, and he just starts swearing in his announcer voice. It's great. So
it's cut away.
Yeah. Well,
guys, looking forward to any games in 2019.
I need to take a look at my list and see what's on there. I'm loading up as we speak. So,
I run behind a year or two on modern gaming, so I'm still looking forward to Red Dead 2.
True.
At some point in the future.
Oh, yeah. I do want to play that one.
Yeah, you know what? I'll put that on my list. Red Dead 2 on PC when it comes out later this year.
It might not be this year, but we'll see. I got this early, so I looked at a few internet lists of games coming out. There looks like a really cool Resident Evil 2 remake coming out. There's a game.
Another one?
They never remade 2.
I feel like... Didn't this come up in our Resident Evil show about how it's been ported to, like, everything?
Well, port is not a remake, Steve.
Okay. I guess
a port is not a remake make.
No.
I guess a remake could be cool, but I also feel like I don't know how many times we got to do
that. There's a game called Anthem by BioWare. It's BioWare's new game.
Oh, yeah. That does look nice.
There's a new Star Wars Jedi colon.
There's a game.
Oh, all right.
Sorry. Just jumping in real quick. I want Steve to say the name of this game before you get to it, Huel.
If I get to it, I don't know.
Oh, crap.
If it's...
I'm gonna damage check this and say it's Shinimi 2.
That's a three.
He got it wrong two times.
Sorry,
he got the number wrong. Shinomi too.
That was worth all everything.
Smode, who does not play games, says it's Shenmue, which I don't know. I've never heard this said out loud or tried to say it.
Oh, you tried to say it, and that's why Todd had you say it again.
Yeah, listen.
Shinomi too.
Guys, I just look at a word and think, how might this be pronounced? And
Herzog 2.
Whatever pops into my head first, that's what I go with. I don't
just look at the letters and hope for the best.
I don't take time to look at how the consonants are ordered. I just you know, it's like that.
You get the feel.
It's like that meme that went around where, oh, if you look at the first and last letter of a word, even if the rest is gibberish, you can read that sentence. So, you know.
I mean, if it's a language you're familiar with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That could work. Yeah, there's some new Star Wars game coming out. Could be good. Not many details, but, you know. Days Gone looks like a fun new zombie romp.
Mm-hmm.
But two games that don't have official release dates. Last of Us 2, most likely coming out in 2019.
Ooh.
And there's still an outside chance that Cyberpunk 2077 could come out this year. Mm-hmm. It's probably get.
That's the Witcher 3.
Yeah, people. Project Red, their new their new game. But it's going to be delayed. I don't really have real hopes for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just put Last of Us 2 on my list because I'm forgetting about that one.
You mean Last of Us 3?
Oh, I'll get that one first day when it comes out in, I don't know, 2024.
Yeah, and Shenmue or Shenmue 3 is another game. I didn't have it on my list because I never played the other one. So.
That's a game people, a series people love, so they're going to kill us. Another one people love, if we don't even say
it. These are our most anticipated. I don't care about the people.
Yeah.
But it's about me. It's about me. I got
the listeners, they're going to go nuts if you don't say this name at least once when you're talking about upcoming games. Kingdom Hearts 3.
Double check.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't even know if that's right.
Look,
I will not be saying that game because that game is trash, and I do not like that series.
Boy. Oh, boy. Email Steve directly, please.
Trash. You're
trash. Trash.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's like when Mike Mitchell would just start going off on Harry Potter.
Well, that was amazing.
I'm sure the Twitter response will be similar. No, I don't know. Maybe they fixed the AI from that first game, but that first game was awful. They just Goofy and Donald just using your potions willy nilly, and you just button mash the entire time. It was not fun.
Okay. These are my most anticipated.
Although, so I keep a spreadsheet with the games I would like to purchase, which now has has 44 titles on it, which is a problem because I play through about 5 games a year.
right.
Between you know, the fact that I'm a grown adult with a job now, and you know, also I do the show and play a game a week for the show, so. Those games, the 2019 games that I have on here, in my cryptic notes are Indivisible, which is a PS4 indie RPG. Let's see, Last of Us 2, which I just put down because you mentioned it, Huel. And then some game called Eichenfell, which is for the PC, and I have an old school RPG by Humble Bundle folks. So, you know. I guess I'll play that at some point. I do have to prune this list, though, because I still got some games that I've beaten since I last updated it. Like, I have Mass Effect Andromeda on here. So, you know, I'll probably remove that. And I now have... what do you call it? I do have Dragon Quest XI. That is on the short list for next game. Dragon Quest XI or Horizon Zero Dawn. It's probably the...
Yeah, that's one I gotta get. Yep. Now that I have a... Yes. Please, Sony's fourth PlayStation.
The fourth.
Yeah. I did, although I did get the Batman Knight of Arkham, and that's sitting on waiting to be played. I love that series so much.
Yeah.
Gotta get those combos.
Combo. Block combo. Jump. Punch.
As I probably mentioned, I don't know, 6 months or 12 months ago, I have Arkham City and have not played it yet. So, sitting on my mantle. So, yeah. I did beat Arkham Asylum like 2 years ago. So, I got that going for me.
Yep. Oh, yeah, it was like that was a fun one. I remember.
Fellas, like they say, we're living in the golden age of TV. We're living in the golden age mm-hmm. of games. So many games, yeah. So cheap, mm-hmm. so much to play.
Oof. Well, well, Hawk, did you share your 2019s? Was it Red Dead?
Yeah, that's the only thing that immediately came to mind.
Well, we did not advertise your appearance, so it'd be weird if you got an email. But did you get an email?
It's almost not weird at this point because it should be weird, but it always happens. So I did get another email.
Okay.
It reads, "Dear YPB, could you sweet boys please take a rest with references to myself and Pippins? I get that we are, let's say, an interesting item, but Kerbet is starting to hear things through the grapevine, and it's really getting awkward around the dinner table that we inhale things off of. Thanks, your friend Kay."
Oh.
"Yes, are there any games that you enjoy, but have been ashamed to tell people you were playing?"
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
That is a deep question.
I bet you guys probably have trouble explaining Doki Doki Literature Club to people.
Yeah, you're the only people I told about that.
Yeah, but that one's that's not embarrassing. Like that one's a genre bender. It's not
bonkers.
It's not a visual novel. This is
bonkers.
This is it's just a wild ride.
It's a wild ride. I agree. I mean, I get it, but I mean, the fact that you have to explain it so much.
That's from listening to you guys talk about it before. That's why I would try, except for the fact that I would have to explain it to my wife.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Don't know where to begin on that.
So after Huel stumped for it, I was like, I'm not going to have the time to play this game. So I just went over to Wikipedia and read what it was about and the plot summary. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is bonkers. This is this is very bizarre. I feel like that would creep me out a little bit too much. That game.
You just got to go in. Just go in fresher. Yeah, just watch a video.
I would say watch some reaction videos. Mm-hmm. They're some of the best.
And also, just now I had to look up Kerbet to see if that was a real thing that we had somehow not stumbled across in all of our Kirby games. And no, it's not. But it has been brought to life by the internet, of course. So,
yeah. So when I got the email, I researched that a little bit, and yeah, not an actual part of Kirby's universe. But
look, she's got her own life. She has been starting games. I mean,
in the same way that Bowserette has been created,
she doesn't have to do all the same things Kirby does. I mean, she's got her own job. She's got her own things to worry about. She's just kind of tired of the whole Pippins thing.
Him running around sucking things up.
Yes. And like with every time this happens, I would just recommend that you do not Google image search for this, because then you just find weird nightmare fuel like that. Shit.
Oh, God.
that I just shared with Huel.
Oh, no. Why? I do not like
that. Oh, and Smo provides the comment. Ew.
Smo's gone.
Great. Was there a question? I don't remember.
Games you enjoyed but are ashamed to tell people you're playing.
Oh, right. That's why we talked. Okay. I mean, every like two or three years, I'll buy one of the WWE games just to fart around. So that's fun. but I don't really keep my wrestling fandom a secret. So,
for me, back in the day, it was the MMOs like EverQuest and stuff. But that
right
mainstream enough that it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, for sure. That's the thing. So many weird nerd things are mainstream now. It's like
yeah,
right.
Unless it was like a weird Japanese visual novel, I don't think anything would really.
I was going to say, like, people at work know that I host this podcast and that, you know, I like video games, but, you know, even people who are there who play games, like, I don't talk to them about clickers. Like, I feel like that's a whole other level of gaming and gaming subculture that is hard to explain to people.
Yeah, it's but the thing is, it's hardly, those are hardly games. Those are just like background noise.
No, but that's admitting you have an addiction.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, well, it's fun because you click and numbers go up. It's like, oh, well, yeah.
But why do you? And you only do it so you can get more numbers.
Yeah,
look, it's a bigger number.
Yes, he's like, he clicked his Midas Gold Plus. Todd, did you have an answer?
No, I'd say no. I'm not ashamed to talk about any game I play. Even if I were to pop on a visual novel, I would tell everybody about it.
Sure.
An anime story.
You go on next door, you invite everyone from the neighborhood to come on over and watch you play.
I have an announcement. I want to explain the game I've been playing the past few days.
Everyone listen.
Listen up. Leave your questions for the end of the presentation.
I don't know if you've been on Nextdoor, but that would be more relevant than most of the posts on there, which are just basically there's a non-white person in my neighborhood security alert post. So,
better let everyone know.
there's a suspicious man going through cars in our neighborhood. Did you call the police? No. Well, all right then. All right. Todd, I understand. You have an ask this week.
Yeah, somebody needs our help. So let us ask the Sweet Boys. All right, send in all your life questions to parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com, and we will help you out and keep it anonymous. And this ask was teased last week, so we got to do it. The anonymous writer, the subject of their ask is this discrimination? And they wrote, "So I dyed my hair platinum blonde recently, and my employer has taken me off schedule until I revert it back to a, quote, natural color. My thing is, blonde is a natural color. It's not like I dyed it blue. My coworker has the exact same shade of blonde as well. The only difference between us two is that she is white and I am black.
Oh, boy.
I would have no issue if everyone who dyed their hair a different color that wasn't natural to them were taken off the schedule, but it was just me. So I'm questioning if it's just because I am black and she is white, so they think it's acceptable for her and not I. Also, there is another black woman who I work with as well who has dyed her hair blonde, except her skin tone is fairer, like Mariah Carey, for example, and I'm more of a Nicki Minaj shade. I don't want to cause a big deal, but I just don't see how this is fair. Should I take legal action?"
Oh, boy.
Wow. At first, I thought, oh, well, this is a much tamer question than I thought it was going to be. And then it took a turn halfway through. And I was like, oh, no, this is exactly what I thought it was going to be. Huh.
I'm trying to distinguish between Minaj and Carrie.
Yeah, I heard you furiously typing over there.
I cannot.
You haven't seen enough of them in your life to know?
Yeah, I thought I'd get some recent input.
you need a side by side just to really know what she's talking about. I assume it's a she. She did use women to compare herself, so mm-hmm. Or the writer did. I don't know.
For the record, almost no difference.
Wow. Okay. Is that super racist or super not racist?
I think that's like inverted racism. It's so not racist that it's racist.
I don't see colors except when I'm trying to see colors so I can judge them.
Right. You can switch it on. You can just be like, oh, right. The color's there now, but it's the
racist
same.
Mode. Activate.
I think that's like the fourth chamber that Mega Man walks into.
Right, it's one of the power up.
The color visual palette.
Dr. Light said, Mega Man.
Dr. Light.
Mega Man, we need to clean this world. We keep this world.
Oh, jeez.
Use this next upgrade. Oh, this is terrible.
See the truth.
I'm uncomfortable with you claiming that Dr. Light is a supremacist.
Dr. Light said, yeah.
Yeah. It flipped. Yeah.
He's not named Dr. Melting Pot or anything, you know.
I mean, would make sense. He just sent Mega Man out to hunt all those diverse baddies that are out there.
Cleanse the world of robots.
All the different species of robot animal. Get them all out of here.
I just want you, my original creation, to survive.
I created you in my image.
I'd say
so. Back to the question. Yeah, it's discriminative.
I can't make that funny. It's definitely discriminatory. I don't know if a lawsuit's in your future.
Bring it up to the district manager.
Yeah. Yeah, go above your manager's head. I don't even know what kind of
escalate
line of work you're in, but yeah, escalate. Always escalate.
Yeah.
To reference the Mega Man parallels.
Yeah, if possible, just direct them to this episode, and then once they hear it, they'll realize how wrong they were.
Yeah.
Yeah, then the manager's going to be like, I've been like Dr. Light all along. My eyes are open.
Yeah. I changed my ways.
I never realized until we got this ass that Mega Man does sound like a bad German project. Like, that you would just stumble upon in Wolfenstein 3D or something.
Right, one of those horrible experiments.
Yeah. Well, it's a pleasant note for us to end on this week. Todd, was there anything else you wanted to say before we signed off here?
How long will he keep on fighting? How long will his pain last? Maybe only the X-Buster on his hand knows for sure.
What is that from?
The text from the ending of the game.
Oh.
Which you should know.
Yeah. I beat it so many times.
No, I literally stopped it once like the ending scroll started and I couldn't skip past it.
Steve is notorious for trying to skip any in-game explanations or dialogue.
It was just like, the scroll goes by so slow. And it was like, I gotta go. I gotta eat some quinoa salad. So, Huel, was there anything else you wanted to say before we signed off here?
At times, X seems more like a man than like a machine.
Oh. Hawk, thanks so much for guesting again. I should have done this research before you came on. You gotta be close to the leaderboard now. The top.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Pascal might have me by a couple still.
You know, it's either Pascal or Bagsack, but you know, one's been busy in the movie biz and the other one busy on the links with his good pal. The Prez.
Great pal.
Good old Donnie.
Yep.
Yes, yeah. Hello. YPC boys. It's your pal Donnie.
Oh man. Surprise. Was there anything else you wanted to say here?
I'm sorry to take the joy out of your joystick, Dr. Wily.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's from the Mega Man cartoon, 1994.
Nice.
Oh, that's a good fertile ground that we should explore at some point. You're 7 of this podcast, probably. All right. So here's a little snifferoo from next week's game.